Got Brian Hannay from Dublin City Council on the line. Good afternoon, Brian.
How are you doing?
I'm not bad at all. The council are intensifying its anti-litter campaign this year in an effort to deal with the serious problem of illegal dumping in parts of the north inner city. And it comes in foot of an Irish Business Against Litter report which declared that certain areas in the north inner city are seriously littered. And the area ranks 39th out of 40th nationwide in respect of cleanliness. That seems to be a pretty bad situation, Brian, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. This report from Eyeball was released towards the end of last year and effectively declared the North Inner City a litter black spot, 39th out of 40th in the country. So we weren't prepared to accept this situation. So there is a huge problem in this area of illegal dumping of untagged waste on the public street. We have currently have a media campaign in the area specifically against this. And a huge effort we're putting in currently to change this. And in the latest Eyeball report published this week, we've moved up slightly in the north inner city, but we've a long way to go.
Okay. There's a hotline available to people. And does that mean if they see anybody illegally dumping that they can ring the number and report them? Is that it?
Absolutely. And that's the litter hotline. And I mean, things, if you see some, even dumping rubbish beside a litter bin, household rubbish, it's not acceptable, you know?
Yeah. Well, why has the North Inner City area become in such a state recently? How long has this been going on, Brian?
The Dublin City Council pulled out a waste collection business in 2012, but there's always been a problem of illegal dumping in the north inner city. It's just gone particularly bad in recent years, but we're not prepared to tolerate it any longer.
But is it something to do with the fact that people don't want to pay for it to have the rubbish taken away? Is that anything to do with it?
It seems to be a part of the problem. One of the things that we're doing currently is that we have teams of litter wardens knocking on doors in the area, checking who has waste disposal arrangements in place. I mean, there's also a recycling centre in the North Strand, in the North Inner City, where people can bring their recyclables, you know. So there are opportunities for people to reduce their waste.
Yeah, but I think that recycling facility is quite well used, is it not?
It is. It could be a lot busier, though.
Yeah. So you reckon people are chucking away the recyclable material as well as other household waste?
It's mainly household waste, untagged bags, which have been left on the public street. We have crews that clean the streets from 6 o'clock in the morning. By, say, 10 o'clock, the local area is spotless. And by the mid-afternoon, you would think that we never swept the streets before, you know?
Really?
So we're looking for people in the area to assist us in keeping this city clean and be proud of the city.
So is it the locals then that are causing the problem?
Well, that's the anecdotal evidence that a lot of the waste is coming from properties in the area. We have CCTV cameras in place currently.
It seems like a lot of people not obeying the laws in that regard, Brian.
Absolutely. And last year, the collection of dump bags cost us near approximately $700,000, which is a phenomenal amount of money, which we could badly spend elsewhere in the city.
Yeah, this problem, though, is not confined to the north inner city, is it?
No, there's other pockets around the city which have bad illegal dumping problems. But we are focusing currently on the north inner city.
Yeah, I know that. So what will it take then? Do you think it's going to take people being fined and brought to court and made pay before the...
Absolutely. And I mean, Dublin City Council have a role to keep the streets clean, but ultimately it's a shared responsibility. It's up to the people of this city to play their part in keeping the city clean. And it's not acceptable for people to dump household waste outside their front door for other people to have to collect.
Yeah, well, this I can see if the thing continues, it could start causing like a rodent problem and that, and then that's where do you go from there? Like if you have
absolutely
rats
running
loose,
problems,
you know, yeah,
and the waste that's left on the street,
you're going to get illnesses and people being carted off the hospital with all sorts of things. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and this year we've just invested in a new road sweeping fleet for the city. We've new, brand new road sweepers and compact sweepers, which you see around the city centre. So we've made a considerable investment. We're serious about keeping the city clean, and we're looking for people to help us out in that regard.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Can you kind of put a time scale on how long do you reckon the problem is going to persist before it's sorted out? Because if people are doing this systematically, like you said earlier, they can clean the streets can be cleaned in the morning, and in the afternoon you think nobody'd been around at all because the rubbish materialises again. It seems like people are they kind of need a jolt of some sort to be able
It's a bit a behavioural situation. I mean, people are a lot of people don't care, and no pride in their city, you know, which is disappointing.
Yeah. Okay. Right, Brian. Well, I don't know whether we can add anything more to that. Can we?
To the people of the city to play a role in keeping the city clean. Use the litter bins. Don't be putting untagged bags of household waste out in the public street. Use your local recycling centre or bottle banks, and be proud of the city. We have our tagline this year is "Keep Dublin Clean with the Clean Dublin Team," and okay. We're looking to everybody play their role.
Okay, Brian, we'll leave it at there, but hope the campaign is successful, because if it works in one area, then it'll work in other areas also.
Okay. Oh, it has to work.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Brian Haney there from Dublin City Council, and he's very adamant that the campaign will work, not that it might work. He sounds very insistent that it's going to work. So let's hope it does, because it's to everybody's benefit who lives in the city, and particularly the residents and tenants of the area that is being targeted with this clean-up campaign. Okay, you're listening to Northside today with me, Pat Meehan.